Often vulgar, always explicit, and sometimes funny.
Slap box. Slap box.
Welcome to the Slapbox Podcast. This is episode 720. I'm your host, Josh Albrecht, recording once again inside the Slapbox penthouse. My trusty sidekick, Agent Fox Mulder, the three-legged kitty cat, is laying by my feet. So he's got about 8 minutes until his auto feeder goes off. And my voice is already fucked at the start of this. I did a little bit of drinking. I mean, I didn't get, like, trashed last night, but went out to go eat at the Mexican restaurant Ernesto's here in Huachmo. Last night, I thought it was just gonna, you know, be dinner and one margarita, and then we ended up going to the Landing and then did this golfing simulator that's right across the street from the Landing here in Washington. And let me figure out. I guess I had four drinks in total over the course of a couple of hours. Which is a lot for me these days. I don't do a whole lot of drinking, but the shit fucks that, and I did a lot of talking last night too. That probably hurt things. As I didn't talk that much, but you know, more than I generally would on a Friday night, I guess. And alcohol, man, it's just exacerbates the issues I have with my sinuses and whatnot, and my throat, and yada yada. My voice does sound kind of cool, though. I was listening to Bruce Springsteen's I'm on Fire. Hey, little girl, is your dad at home? You know, that one. Which is kind of a weird way to start. Or, you know, kind when he is talking about, you know, I mean, the song is, it's, you know, hey, little girl, is your dad at home? Did he go away and leave you all alone? Got a bad desire? I was doing it way better, like, earlier before my voice got even worse. But, cracking. It's just not doing great. but he is, of course, talking about a grown woman. Not her, you know, father, but, you know, like in the video, it's a married woman. But I was watching a TikTok video earlier, and I don't know the TikToker's name off the, I don't know. Some brothers that do some videos. They got some really funny ones. God damn it, I'm going to have to pull it up. I gotta know. Oh, shit, man. Yeah, this is going to be a rough one. My voice is fucked. I don't know how to see. Hey, little girls, activity center. No, watch history. There we go. There's watch history. I'll find out. This is the Gold Crown Brothers on TikTok. They do a lot of videos where they take like 80s or 70s songs, or just older songs. Well, I guess they might do more recent ones too. I'm not sure. But they do like a sketch. They shoot their own video to it. And they'll usually it's a song that's involving talking about an underage girl. And in the video that they end up, you know, getting arrested. Because, you know, it does start out, hey, little girl, is your dad at home? You know, when talking about wanting to fuck her with a bad desire. It's, if you take it literally, it does sound rough. But he is, you know, he is talking about a grown woman and that's married or just in a serious relationship. In the video, the woman is married. The original video for the Springsteen song. She, of course, comes to drop off her vehicle, which is a really sweet Corvette. Old, like, 60s Corvette, if I'm not mistaken. I guess watch the video again to see if that's not the case. It's a car from like the 60s, 50s or 60s. And anyway, yeah, it's a great song. Very short song. I'm not a big Springsteen person, but I've always liked that song. Even though it's, "Hey little girl, is your daddy home?" Maybe you could have worded that better. There's so many songs with problematic lyrics, especially older songs. Which that one, to be fair, again, he is talking about a grown woman. So that one's like not too bad. But you know, the Beatles with the, "She was just 17. Man, you know what I mean." I saw her standing there. Which, to be fair, I guess when Paul wrote that, he was maybe, you know, 20, whatever. I think. Early 20s at the most. But it is a little weird to hear him sing it now as an 80-something-year-old man. That's a little weird. A little strange. But, I mean, there's countless songs. They did have the same TikTokers did have a song about the police song. Or they do several police songs. They did, Stand So Close to Me. Don't Stand So Close to Me, that song, about a underage girl that's got a crush on her teacher. And, teachers, I guess, having a hard time in the song, you know, fighting off these desires, like, "Oh, she wants me, but like, oh, I should not give her a ride home." And it's fucked up shit, you know, it's fucked up shit when you break it down. But man, it's the police, they got some bangers. And of course, the song "I'll Be Watching You," is that the actual name of it? But the police song, it's very stalkerish. I mean, it's no Soulja Boy. It's no Soulja Boy masterpiece, you know. Superman that hoe, you know. Soulja Boy. Anyway. I do regret drinking, man. I just got to probably stop drinking alcohol altogether. His fox is about to get fed. He's about to get that auto feeder. It's about to make that sweet, sweet sound. And I still got "I'm on Fire" stuck in my head. So like, I almost feel like I'm talking in. Almost got to talk with the beat, but I'm not currently. I kind of started to for a minute. Ooh, I'm on fire. That's one of the few Bruce Springsteen songs that I cannot speak correctly today. One of the few that I actually enjoy. I do enjoy that number. Update on painting. Fox is on his way downstairs. All right. I had to get the audio of him running down. Man, yeah, I am beat. I need to finish doing some touch-ups. I've got all of the orange done on the painting, the hexagons of the Overlook Hotel from the Shining pattern above my kitchen cabinets. So, I mean, I am pretty much done. I just need, there's a lot of touch-ups to do, though. And I was hoping to have it done this weekend. That drinking last night really derailed things. I got up there for a very brief moment last night as I was still a little on the drunk side. I mean, I wasn't like trash. I wasn't like slurring my words or like falling down drunk or anything like that. But I was real buzzed. It's only fucking alcohol, man. I wanted to be part of the fun, I guess. And loosen myself up a little bit. But man, it's I really wish I wouldn't have done any drinking last night. I could have been way more productive today and last night, as I need to finish really fixing up the inner red hexagons on the painting. And then there's several other areas. I just got to touch up all over the damn thing. And I was still going to attempt to like change my oil, hopefully at some point in time today. But yeah, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens. As next week, I am working 6 days and 9 hour shifts. So it's like, fuck, I don't know when I'm going to have time to do anything. I was really hoping that I would have been more productive than I currently already am this weekend. I feel like I've already wasted, as it's Saturday, and I've already like wasted the weekend. I don't like that. I like being productive, you know. Getting old sucks. You know, I used to be able to hang and for it to not fuck with me. Like 3 or 4 drinks back in the day. Back in my day. Wouldn't have done a goddamn thing to me as far as like the next day sort of thing. And it wasn't like I plowed it all through in like an hour. This is like 4 drinks in probably like 3 or 4 hours. Wasn't exactly hammering back. I think my first drink was right at about 3. Last one was, I don't remember what time I got home, but I probably got home around 7 or so-ish. I don't know. I don't recall. Maybe it was 8 o'clock. Maybe it was even later. Fuck, I don't know. Man, I think it was 7 something. Anyway, regardless. That really doesn't matter. I'm in it. I got to deal with it. I'm just so close to finishing painting, though. It's like, damn it. I'm really want to get it done. Because my kitchen, it's February 11th when I started that shit. And since then, I've had a ladder set up in my kitchen and paint cans sitting on my countertops and other various painting supplies strewn about. And my kitchen's just a mess. And because of that, I haven't been really cooking like meals that, good meals and what have you. It's been nothing but frozen pizzas when I make food, or just something I can throw in the microwave. And needless to say, very unhealthy food. And I need to get back to like trying to like take care of myself, you know, don't drink any alcohol, that sort of thing. Anyway, yeah, it'll be very exciting. Just the prospect of just getting the ladder out of the fucking kitchen. I'm tired of the kitchen being all torn apart and a complete mess. I'm yawning. I might have to break down and get a Red Bull here in a second. I think I'm going to pause and do just that, as I need a little bit of a kick. It seems like my throat is loosening up a little bit just from talking a bit. Maybe I've jostled some stuff through and open that throat. I've still got I'm on fire going on in my head. Yeah, I'm going to pause for a sec. Go get some wings. That is some Red Bull, because it gives you wings. All right, I've got a little bit of Red Bull in me. I did eat a protein bar as well. I don't know if that's really going to help me do anything, but yeah. Anyway, oh. I'm excited, though, to, all the painting is officially done, which I'd love to, like, just really get in there with crazy amounts of, like, touch-ups, but I'm less and less enthused about doing any of the touch-ups, honestly. She can't really tell a lot of the stuff that I want to fix from far away, so I should really get up there and look at it. I feel like it'd be all right to have some imperfections in there. But just to have, because the last like month or more, whenever it was I started on the orange, I'm not really sure. Not really sure when I officially started on painting the orange. But when I did, I've been spending like 3 to 4 hours a night painting that stuff. Like, that was just next level and time consuming, just insanely time consuming. And it's been like having a part-time job on top of having a full-time job. I haven't had time to do jack shit outside of work and painting. It's been a lot. And getting that done is just like, whew. And I've not only to have time, not having time to do, you know, fun stuff or just stuff that might, you know, relaxing, whatever. It's also to do stuff I have to do. Like, I still haven't changed the fucking oil in my car. I've been meaning to do that for like a solid month. I just haven't gotten around to it. But yeah, if I don't get to it today, which it's already getting around lunchtime. I feel like I probably would have done it already if I was going to. But, you know, I guess I could do it sometime next week during, you know, after I get off work. It's not exactly that time consuming to do. Really just want to get that painting done. And I still need to, of course, hang all of my light up poster frames in the dining room there. That's going to be a bit of a thing, but that's not going to be something that's going to consume my life for the next like 4 months. Should just be like a day or two sort of situation that I'm working on that. That I'll probably need a hand for, though. An extra hand. Not just my own hand, you know. I'll need a little bit of assistance. I am excited to see how that looks. I really want to get that done. But that's, you know, that's more. I am getting a little tired with working a lot. Working overtime already. And then, yeah, fucking alcohol too, you know. That's wearing me down a little bit. Shouldn't have done that last night. Should not have done that. Yeah, I did have some fun, though. Though I feel like shit and don't feel like doing anything now. And it's really hard for me to talk at the moment. It's just hard to muscle through. I've been going back. I have had a little bit of time, though. Not a whole lot, but... I've been, of course, watching all of the Ash versus Evil Dead on the projector. A little spurts. Basically, I do that whenever I'm eating. And then take a nap and then go into painting. As Agent Fox Mulder is saying hi, as he is... He was not happy when I went downstairs because anytime I eat anything, he expects me to share in this. And I rarely ever give him any of my... Ow, fucker, he bit me. Damn you, buddy. What the hell? Bit my leg. Yeah, he's not happy that I didn't share my food with him. I don't think he drew any blood, but... He does like to, does enjoy to bite me. yeah, I don't give him a whole lot of food. He seems to have calmed down after he bit me, after he got it out of his system there. but Ash versus the Evil Dead. Good stuff. I think I'm still in the first season. I've got actually a Blu-ray on the way, got off Amazon, of the whole series. Because, you know, I'm a little concerned about being able to watch it. I have, I think, the first two seasons of it via the PlayStation Network. Because, of course, years ago, they used to sell movies and TV shows on the PlayStation Network, which they do not anymore. But you still have access to watching what you, most of what you bought via the PlayStation Network on the PlayStation, you know, whatever PlayStation you have hooked up to the internet. So like PlayStation 3 on, and some of the shows, I know it's TV shows, have been pulled from there, even though you bought it and, you know, it's supposed to, I don't know what the contract was for the PlayStation Network. The fine print said, but you know, some of the TV shows were removed, even though that people bought it and that you own it, which is the shitty part of buying movies off of streaming networks. And you never know that, you know, that whole system could go disappear. You know, that company could go bankrupt. And then there goes your Ash versus the Evil Dead. I currently still have access to my Ash versus Evil Dead off the PlayStation Network, though. I only have the first two seasons. The third season, I've watched, but I think I just watched it off Netflix or some other, maybe Amazon Prime or something. But I've got the whole, I got the Blu-ray coming with the full series. So that's exciting. It was on sale for like 20 something bucks off Amazon. And, the big thing too, I was going to get into is Amazon's gotten, in a lot of lawsuits recently, which I like Amazon Prime's streaming stuff and, you know, Amazon and company, that's a different story. But they're, streaming service. I do enjoy their streaming service. The way it's set up, you can look at the trivia. You can see who's acting in each scene and stuff. It's, you know, I really like how they have their whole format and stuff for Amazon Prime streaming. It is. I've actually thought about canceling Netflix because I almost never watch Netflix anymore, but I watch Amazon and Disney Plus and Hulu, which the Hulu I can eventually get rid of once I get rewatching the X-Files. I think I can go back to just the two as I'm cutting down my monthly bills. Anyway, I don't know that I'll get rid of it. I'll get back to Netflix at some point. I got to see that Stranger Things animated series. But what I was going to get to with the Amazon is, of course, you can buy on Amazon Prime, you can buy, even if you're not an Amazon Prime like member, you can go on their streaming service and buy individual movies or TV shows or rent them. And, well, I don't know if you can rent this. The TV shows on there. I feel like you can, but anyway. And you own those, but it says on there that you own just a license. You don't own the actual video. And if they, you know, don't pay for the licensing fees anymore to be able to stream those, then like regardless if you bought it and if it's removed the next day after you bought it, you're just shit out of luck, even though you spent $20, you know, if it's a brand new thing, or, you know, just whatever it is. I try to, when I buy stuff on there, I try to only buy it when it's like on sale, which I own several things off of Amazon Prime as far as movies and such go. But usually I get it off there when I don't have access to it somewhere else. It's pretty rare that I buy actual physical copies of things of things these days, but they're more of movies or TV shows that I'm really fond of, and that I would definitely go back to, you know, over and over again. Which one thing would really keep me from getting rid of Netflix, thinking about that, is I occasionally like to rewatch all of Breaking Bad. It's been a few years since I've done that. But on Netflix, they've got, you know, all of Breaking Bad. And you get El Camino, and I think they've got all of Better Call Saul. And I don't think I have it anymore. I think I loaned it out, and it never was returned. But the first season of Breaking Bad, I think I had it on DVD. And I think that's long gone now. Yeah. Netflix has pulled a lot of licenses and a lot of shit. And people have sued them over, not being able to watch film or TV show, but one of their services for games now too, like they're getting rid of, oh, sorry, you bought this game via us? Oh, well, you can't play it anymore, even though you spent $70 on it. Well, you didn't actually own the game. It's like, oh, that's so shitty. So shitty. But it's the day we live in, you know, the day and age we live in. I do have miss the days as far as like video games are concerned. I miss the days of just consoles with cartridges and or just, CDs, you know, Blu-rays, that sort of thing, you know, discs. And being able to just to play a game, switch whatever cartridge or disc, and, you know, play a different game. I miss the simplicity of that. Feel like I need to get some of the old systems out, man. I should really get, if I was going to get into like playing the old games and the systems, unfortunately I don't have all my old systems that I once had. I've got several of them still. But you know, I don't have a HDMI port on my old systems, like the 64. Don't have an HDMI for that. That's for sure. And that's one of the cooler, you know, old systems I still have. Unfortunately, I don't have my GameCube anymore. That system was fucking awesome. I loved GameCube. Also didn't have an HDMI port, but I ended up selling that to... That's one of the things I sold with the games, which I made a fair amount of money on, but to make the down payment on the penthouse here. But it's so much better to play games via that way and just to try a bunch of different games like that. And then to nowadays, because, you know, back then... You could just go and hang out at the rental store, the video rental stores. Like, there was, six or seven video rental places here in Washington. And, Movie Palace. I was trying to think that was the big one here in town. That was the one that ended up, I think, beating pretty much and lasted, the longest, I would say, or close to the longest, as far as the video rental stores here in town were concerned. We never had a Blockbuster. There was one, the closest one was Eureka, which was about it's about a 30-minute drive from here, ish. Maybe a little bit less. Which I eventually, when I was able to drive, I would go to Blockbuster, and I usually just went there to buy stuff because I'm, you know, renting. You're not going to drive that far to just go rent a thing for a day and then have to drive back that far. So I would go, but they had great sales at that point. Like DVDs were already a thing when I was going to like Blockbuster. But I love going to be able to just go and rent games, and then. Of course, Blockbuster would sell games too. But I loved going in and just going, you know, I'm going to try this game. And just being able to play it, take it home with the physical copy, stick it in, play it, determine whether or not you enjoyed the game. And yeah, that led to me buying more games too, because I realized, you know, what games are good nowadays. You gotta pay for the fucking thing. There's services via PlayStation and whatnot to where you can, you know, have access to multiple games. I guess all the like Xbox and Switch and such have these packages you can pay for, monthly packages, to where you can have access to games and stream them online. But that's just not the same. I also don't want to pay for the monthly fees for that. But the real pisser is, though, with games, even like when you have a service like that, you have to have enough memory on your system to be able to download the game. Hell, even if you get a disc, which, you know, there's still that you can get some discs of games, of course, like on the PlayStation 5, if you have the console that has discs. I do, so I can if I want to go and get a disc, but I still can't just play the game off the disc. I have to do a massive download, and then there's updates all the time, so you have to download the updates. I do believe it's a lot less that you have to download to your system when you have a disc, because it'll read it off there, but it's still it's still not helping you much. Being able to just, back in the old cartridge days, man, there was no downloading whatsoever. You want to play a game, especially if you just bought the damn thing. You know, nowadays, you just buy it, you got to wait for the download. Hopefully, you've got a good, strong internet connection. And, you know, if you've got several other people that live in the house and they're all running off the same internet connection, good luck doing a massive download, you know? And it can take quite a while to download one of these fucking games nowadays. And again, back in the day, man, you got a game, you plugged it in, you immediately started playing. Ugh. The instant gratification that you get. And, I just miss it. I'm on fire stuck in my head. I'm going to have to learn that on guitar. It's only a couple of chords of the song, but it is the picking pattern, from what I understand, is a little challenging. I don't know. I haven't attempted to play it. But as it won't leave my brain, that's another thing I haven't really been doing as much of lately since I've been painting. I haven't been playing guitar as much. I try to, like, at least pick up a guitar, you know, a little bit every day, but it doesn't always happen since I've been painting. And I definitely don't want to do it after I've got, like, paint on my hands, and then after scrubbing the paint off my fingers, I don't exactly want to go and grind my fingers down even more on these steel strings. Or nickel, whatever, metal strings, let's just say that. But, you know, I need to get back to that. I mean, I got several guitars. They need their love. And most of them are out of tune now. And, like, when I pick them up, I usually don't bother tuning them. And just play shit way out of tune. As that shit is annoying to, like, just have all these guitars out of tune. I tune them still every once in a while, but man, it's really need some time to do so. It's not real high up on the priority list. The Masters of the Universe, Muffin Man did call me right before I started here, and he was talking about wanting to go to see He-Man, which I loved He-Man as a kid, and I loved the Dolph Lundgren film. But I've heard the new one, just, I've seen the trailers and stuff, and I don't know, it doesn't really excite me. And I just didn't really feel like going to see a movie today. I don't know, maybe I'll feel different later, get a hold of him. But probably not. It's got Jared Leto in as Skeletor, and man, I just can't stand Jared Leto. He's just, from what I understand, an awful person. And speaking of, you know, going back to songs that had inappropriate things involving underage girls, come here, buddy. You got something to say about Jared Leto? What's going on here? There we go. Get on top of the desk. No biting. No biting, sir. Anyway. And he's, you know, Jared Leto's a bit of a psycho with the, you know, you hear the stuff that he did on the set of The Suicide Squad, where he was in character sending people just really fucked up shit. The other actors involved, and I forgot all the shit he did, but very, very insane shit. Just like sending them dead rats and shit, and just weird, crazy things, fucked up things. They're like, "Oh, I'm in character." They're like, "No, you're just a piece of shit." I don't know why he keeps getting hired in Hollywood. He's you know what? I'm gonna have to pull up the Jared Leto stories. Let's see here. I feel like maybe he didn't do as much with Skeletor, but you know, it's Jared Leto. He probably did something fucked up. I mean, as I'm trying to get around Agent Fox Mulder here. Stop, buddy. Stop, sir. Stop. I'm trying to keep moving the mic. As he's trying to attack me as I'm trying to type here, and it's a little difficult. It's a little difficult. How's the top searches? Scandal, or you know what? Let's see. Let's just find out the. I just want to look up the stuff about the Suicide Squad and find out the crazy stories here. Let's see here. I want to find. Here we go. This is ABC News. I feel like this, I could find a better source for this. The disgusting gifts, Jared Leto. Sent his Suicide Squad co-stars. This is from 2015, so it was over a decade ago. But anyway, and this guy's still got it, still working in Hollywood in big time films. He's in He-Man, which Alison Brie's in there. I love Alison Brie. Anyway, Jared Leto is known to go method for some roles, but this takes the cake. The Oscar winner. 43 at the time of this article, so man, is this really from 2015? Yeah, I feel like is he in his 50s now? I guess so. He's got to be older than me, right? So he's the Oscar winner is playing the legendary Batman villain, the Joker, in the Suicide Squad, and his co-star said he sent some disgusting gifts to the likes of Margot Robbie and Will Smith, who also star in the film. He sent Margot a nice love letter with a black box with a rat in it, a live rat. Oh, at least I always thought it was a dead one. It was a live one. Adam Beach, who plays Christopher Weiss, a.k.a. Slipknot in the movie, told E! News. It was beautiful. Then he sent bullets to Will Smith with a letter. He also sent the cast a dead hog and a video. Yeah, that I knew there were some dead animals involved. Leto sent these gifts not only to gross them out and get into character, but because he wasn't there early on in the filming process. Basically, what he said was, "Guys, I can't be there, but I want you to know I'm doing my work as hard as you guys." Beach said, the video he showed is in character. It blew our minds away. Then we realized that day, this is real. He encompasses this beautiful man, and he shows it in, "Hello, how are you?" But in an instant, he goes to psychotic behavior where you're in fear. Oh, this is it. That boy, they didn't get very into detail. From what I understand, it was like worse than that. I want to get more details. From what I understand, it was like way worse than what they're talking about there. Let's see what Reddit has to say about it. This is, what is everyone's beef with Jared Leto's Joker? So I've seen so many narratives where people are hating on Leto's variation of Joker. None of them explain why, and I'm so confused. Jared Leto is the first live-action Joker I'd ever seen. Well, that's unfortunate. It was in Suicide Squad, and I genuinely liked him in the, that film, as well as the film itself. Can someone clear it up for me? Here we go. Jared Leto has a lot of haters even before Joker. Either people don't like his band, that he's a method actor and did a lot of cringe stuff during production of Suicide Squad, or the exaggerated rumor that he leads a cult. He does. He is involved in a cult. His acting is fine. I think most of the blame should go to Ayer for his design for Joker, like the tattoos. Ba-ba-ba-ba. Do-do-do. Let's find somebody that has more details here. No, I'm just talking about the Joker. I want to find out about the crazy shit that he did, like more involved. From what I understand, it was like real screwed up. no, this is all just talking about the Joker. I don't need to know about your comparisons of performances here. I want to know the fucked up. The real fucked up shit. Screen Crush. You know, but Screen Crush has got a little bit more involved here. I do watch a lot of Screen Crush on YouTube. That's good stuff. They say the Suicide Squad cast assembled at CineCon yesterday to introduce. Oh, they're not going to get that involved. Here's a little bit more involved of a list here that he sent. Here's a list of everything we know so far. They're willing to admit publicly that Jared Leto is the Joker, sent to Will Smith, Margot Robbie, and the rest of the Suicide Squad cast members. A video message, a live rat, bullets, a dead pig, anal beads, used condoms. Yeah, I remember hearing about the used condoms. Sticky porno mags, and a love letter. It should be noted that Leto did not indicate who used the condoms, but it certainly could make for an interesting day as Jared Leto's assistant. I presume he did. I mean, did he pay an assistant to like jerk off into like either have sex with a condom on or just jerk off into a condom? And then that's fucked up, man. To get what's fucked up to send people a dead pig and I guess a live rat. They use condoms and sticky porno mags. It's fucking weird, man. That's really fucking weird. All involved, including Leto himself, seemed to hint that there were even more items they didn't want to talk about because they somehow were even grosser than used condoms. Robbie said, as Harley Quinn, she got so many weird things, she can't even begin to list all of them. Adwoa Akinoye Agbaje, sorry for mispronouncing the name, who plays Killer Croc. Film says there are items he doesn't like to talk about. I guess if you're Will Smith and used condoms show up at your mansion, that's certainly surprising. For their part, the cast admits it did bring them together as a group as they eventually stood up to Leto's antics. Ikinowoye says that they sent the poor messenger tasked with delivering a dead pig back to Leto with their own personalized message. Whether any of this will make Leto's performance Suicide Squad any better remains to be seen. No, it was dog shit. the used condoms, man. What the fuck? That is some really... I want to find a more involved stuff, because I feel like the more stuff has come out in the recent years. Here we go. This thing on X about 3 months ago. Oh no, they didn't. It doesn't get more involved, you sons of bitches. So I feel like the people have admitted more to like the craziness on that. Not currently. Currently seeing. Oh, shit. God damn it. Fucking got to verify that I'm a human being on the internet here. Ranker.com. Yeah. It's getting into more about the number one thing he did here is he mailed unwrapped condoms to his co-stars. The method mailed unwrapped, but contrary to rumor, not used condoms to the actors playing the Suicide Squad. Really? Is that really just rumor? The madness. Did you not read that first line? What the hell does this have to do with the Joker? The rumor took on a life of its own, with Leto himself joking that the rubbers were used. They weren't, as director David Ayer explained to Rolling Stone. Look, they weren't used condoms, let's be real. They're removed from their packages, but it wasn't actually used. And of course, I was mortified, like, Jared, put that stuff away. Get that out of here. What are you doing? Yeah, it's kind of fucked up. But maybe. When asked, Leto said, I did a lot of things to create a dynamic, to create an element of surprise, is spontaneity, and to really break down any kind of walls that may be there. Yes, walls. Like the kind of walls established by human resources to avoid harassment allegations. Or maybe your workplace has different Secret Santa traditions than everyone else's. Okay, and it gets into, yeah, it gets... Damn it, I'm getting all kinds of pop-ups and shit on here. But, ooh, sign up, god damn it. There's a lot of shit going on in this webpage that is fucking me all up. Number two, he delivered a pig cadaver during rehearsal. The method, interrupting a rehearsal with a videotape message and a dead pig. The madness, much like the Joker would do, really? Leto used production assistants on set to send dead farm animals to the nice men and women of the Suicide Squad who are just playing bad guys. But maybe. Actually, several of the actors said this kind of worked and really united the cast in an us-against-him sort of way. If this shows in the final product, Leto's approach will have paid off. It didn't. Adewale God damn it. Agbaje got sticky Playboys from Leto. The method sent seriously sticky copies of Playboy to Killer Croc actor Adewale Akinnuoye. You get it. Anyway, the madness. It's to be inferred here that the Joker took himself to dinner while perusing the contents of Hugh Hefner's publication and then sent it to an actual person who isn't really a DC villain. But maybe. Maybe Killer Croc gets his hands on Joker and reenacts the scene from Fight Club where Edward Norton wants to destroy something beautiful. And here's more about the live rat thing with Margot Robbie as number four. He mailed Margot Robbie a live rat. The method. Leto had a rat delivered to Harley Quinn actress Margot Robbie. The madness. Any fan knows the Joker and Harley's relationship is messed up. But does any actress deserve to have her more highly paid male co-stars sending her rodents? But maybe. These two characters are twisted, with Quinn torn between abject worship and justified disgust. Opening a package with a rat inside might just help convey the gruesome, contradictory push and pull between Mr. J and Miss Q. And it says they also ordered people around. There's... Oh, he didn't fuck with Viola Davis, apparently. There's... What the hell? There's shamans. Oh, he's got consulted people. He's just a weird fucking dude. Weird dude. apparently he's had a thing for underage girls, like, forever. Allegedly. I highly doubt Jared Leto is going to listen to this. but yeah, it makes it hard for... I've just never been a fan of his performances either. And like him going so method. I want to know what his... How is he getting into character for Skeletor? Skeletor! I'm sure it's something crazy. He is a method guy. Does he rip all this skin off and show a skeleton even though he's just doing the voice? That would be great. You know, I had to tear all of the flesh off my face. I just show my skeleton face. As, you know,
Skeletor.
I do think Alison Brie, though, is a great choice for Evil-Lyn. And it did creep me out. I saw her, a clip from her on Seth Meyers' show. And I guess that her hair, which I'm going to pull up a picture to get an idea of what I'm looking at. Evil-Lyn. Alison Brie. Maybe just search Alison Brie. Evil-Lyn. There we go. I want to see what she looks like with... She's wearing a crown most of the time. Oh, I see why they... She had her hair like that. Okay, she's got just like this... white hair underneath the I guess you'd call it a crown. I don't know, whatever the hell she's wearing on her head. I guess to wear this crown thing that's just like really tight on her skull, they put like a bald cap over her. And then they just have like the hair. It's like a very Hulk Hogan-esque hair that she's got going on. But they showed pictures of her side by side of her and Larry David. And it was pretty dead on. it was like, what if Larry David was hot and I went to do bad things to him? Look, I got a bad desire for Larry David. There's a, ooh, I'm on fire, Larry David. Oh, Larry David, the things that I would do to you. I don't know. Maybe I'll decide to go to the movies later, but I feel like I'm probably just going to pass out if I go to the fucking movie theater. And that's just, that's no good. That's no bueno. As Mr. Fox is letting me know he's on fire. As, this whole podcast, I've been going for almost the full hour now. And it's still just rocking in my head. It is. As Fox is not happy about that. Not a Springsteen fan, I take it. Not that I am, but you know that song I enjoy. Buddy, calm down, man. Calm down, sir. Don't attack me, man. You got toys over there. Go play with the toys. I know you want my attention. I get it. I've been kind of... I swear I've been giving this cat attention. Just not maybe as much as I once did, because the painting has taken up quite a bit of time. Is, I still hang with my bro here. My naps, he naps on me while I'm going to Sleepsville. and what have you. It's never enough. I'm not used to cats that are so needy as Agent Fox Mulder here. He's become so needy. As I cannot stop my nose from running at the moment, and it's becoming a bit of a problem. As I might have to pause for a second and get this straightened out. Oh, it helped blowing the nose. It helped blowing the nose. Feel a little bit better. As Still haven't gotten the Bruce Springsteen out of my head, though. That is a catchy song. And it's such a short song. Really leaves you reeling. Gives you a bad desire that won't go away. So I'm still talking. I can't help but like talking like ish. Bruce Springsteen-ish. A bad desire. Ooh, I'm on fire. Damn it. It just won't go away. It won't go away. It is I am going to end up probably having to learn that on guitar, damn it. It was weird. When I went to the landing last night, there was a guy playing guitar out on the stage in the back. And acoustic guitar. And I think he was using some kind of delay on it as well. But he was playing. Hey Joe was one of the things. There were several ones which I kind of know how to play most of Hey Joe. But of course, the Hendrix cover, which the original song isn't that well known, I think, these days. But the Hendrix one version of it, which I don't, from my understanding, he wasn't, he didn't really want to play that song. But his record company or manager was insistent on him doing so. And it became the song that really first put him on the map. But it's weird hearing that on stage, like acoustically. Yeah. I need to get back into playing some guitar. Will it be Springsteen's "I'm on Fire" that gets me back to it? Probably not. I've never been able to really sing. Not that I'm much of a singer. Not really great at singing, but I've never been really good at singing and playing guitar at the same time. The picking pattern would make it difficult, I think, to be able to do that for me. I feel like just strumming chords is easier to do so. Not again, I'm still not great at doing that. That's just not something I'm able to do. But like very just a couple of a chord here and there. To be able to hit on the guitar is like maybe easier for me to do, but to doing something that's a little bit more something I have to concentrate more on is seems a little bit harder for me to do. I don't know. I guess I'll have to try to find out. I don't see me being able to do it though. But I won't know until I try. I am hoping that here soon I'll be able to do some more climbing. I haven't been climbing now, and I've only went the indoor climbing twice. I've only done that twice, even though I have my own chalk bag now. I'd like to get back at it, although I was having a little back issues there for a minute, and my arms are always bugging me a little bit from what I do for a living. And that's another thing I haven't had time to do. I've got the hangboard up here in my bedroom. To be able to work on my arm strength and to be able to do some climbing shit. And haven't been doing that because I haven't had the time. Now that I'm wrapping up the painting, I'll have some time. A little bit at least. Still working a lot of overtime, so that's going to be a bit of a drag on that. But definitely something I'd like to get into. There's the upper limits. I don't think I brought this up on the podcast, but maybe I did at some point. There's the upper limits, was one of the climbing gyms I went to. And let's see, I'll pull that up. Upper limits. I'm still doing the I'm on fire. Yeah, the upper limits has like three locations. They've got one in Maryland Heights, one in Chesterfield, both being in Missouri, and then they have one in Bloomington, Illinois, which unfortunately is, I want to say, like a 3.5-hour drive from here. It's a bit of a drive. But it's a very interesting, cool location. They've got a big silo. I don't know how tall the silo is. I don't think I can look. I'm trying to see if I can find more of at least some pictures of the silo here. They're for sale was what I was going to get into. They are for sale. Just that location, the Bloomington, Illinois one, is for sale. Hopefully somebody buys it and takes it over. Because it would be a damn shame to see it. Because, I mean, the building looks super cool. It's a massive fucking building. And they have climbing on the outside of it, too, which is not something you get at the other locations. I take that back. I think the Maryland Heights does have some, possibly some stuff on the outside. I wouldn't swear to it. I want to say maybe they did. But they've got... I mean, they've got that outside segment looks pretty crazy. It is fucking tall. But you can climb on the inside of those silos. And those silos are really tall. And, it's a damn shame. It's like a 3.5-hour drive for me. But it does look like a really cool place. I feel like I got to get... more into climbing, get my arm strength before I'm going to make a trip out to go see this, see this whole thing. Damn it. Will it let me log in? Damn it. I don't know my shit. Will it let me log in? I don't have the right password saved in here. Damn it. I didn't think I had it saved on this browser. But anyway, yeah, they've got a super cool like silo and shit in Bloomington, Illinois. I'm hoping it'd be cool to go out there one day. I would think I would want to take at least a day or two off of work before doing that and make sure I had enough time. Maybe because that's like an all-day event. If you're going to drive 3.5 hours, just one way, and then you're going to have to drive 3.5 hours back. I don't like driving like that. I'm not going to want to have to go back to work like the day after that or anything after doing a whole day event like that. I mean, that is some time crunch, man. I'd want to have an extra day off, work come. I'd maybe take a Friday or a Monday off. And then, leave that Friday. Taking a Friday off would be the best bet. Take a Friday off, drive out there on a Friday, or maybe just on a Saturday. I don't know. I don't know how I'd do it. But it does look cool as shit. And if anybody wants to buy their own, gym... climbing gym, it's for sale. I don't know how much. I imagine it costs a pretty penny. But it looks cool as shit, and it is fun. If you have not done indoor climbing, it's a great workout. The only thing comparable I've had to do, it's like a feeling from doing it. I got like a runner's high type thing. It was just like a bit of a, I just got the, kind of jacked from it. And I don't get that from running anymore. That is not something, running for the most part, at certain moments, running feels better at times. But I don't get, when I first started getting into long distance running, I would get runner's high back then. And when I would really push it, when I'd have a really good run. For the most part, that just doesn't happen anymore. I don't have much in the way of good runs anymore. But I did have that just felt like that it's very addictive. Whereas that feeling of I wanted to keep chasing the dragon. I had to do more heroin. I felt the need to do more heroin. As when I mean heroin, I mean climbing. Now that, I want to do it, that urge has gone away since it's been a few months since I did it. I'm not as I got to do it. I did that when I was still somewhat early on in the painting process. It was before I was doing the orange, literally. And I need to get back up on the hangboard and really work on that arm strength, get my guns. Some more some reps in, as I can't believe I actually made it through over an hour of talking. I did pause several times As my throat is not feeling great after drinking last night. And yeah, that's really all I've got. As always, that is a kid in a wheelchair, not a trash can.